Riley, to introduce you here in a minute. He's going to bring us some messages tonight. We built this as a revival weekend in Tallahassee, because tomorrow night, if you like John tonight, tomorrow night it'll be over at Gray Memorial at 7 o'clock.
Love to have everybody come. We'll have desserts. I mean, we probably have 10 or 12 different desserts. Love for everybody to come.
Y'all want desserts tonight?
I wanted to share something with you, because we use that word revival. We toss it around, and it's very important. I got a friend of mine that started a website some years ago called gutquestions.org. So if you ever have a question, a biblical question or something like that, go to his website. He's amazing, the resources that are there on that website.
Gutquestions.org.
So I typed in revival, and it came up with all kinds of stuff. But I landed on this one. What is Christian revival? Revival refers to a spiritual reawakening from a state of dormancy or stagnation in life. I think we all experience that sometime in the life of the believer. It encompasses the resurfacing of a love for God, an appreciation of God's holiness, passion for His Word, which is the Bible, His church, and a convincing and a convicting awareness of personal and corporate sin, a spirit of humility, a desire for repentance, and growth in righteousness. Revival invigorates a desire for repentance. Revival also sometimes deepens the believer's faith, opening their spiritual eyes to the truth in a fresh new way. And it generally involves the connotation of a fresh start with a clean slate. When I first met John, was down at the United Methodist Retreat in Leesburg. My first appointment was Wasissa, Florida, where I met Judy. And I heard John, and I came back, and I said, we need to have a little revival in Wasissa. So I called John, and he said he would come. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. So some of the other churches, how did you get such an important speaker? I said, I'll ask you. That was 1995.
Wow.
Been a long time. You old.
I'm not the old.
But they go on to say that revival breaks the charm and the power of the world, which blinds the eyes of people and generates both will and power in the world. But we are in the world, not of the world. Interesting note, and we'll sing some songs. In the United States, the first revival was called the First Great Awakening. That was way back when the Protestants formed a worship service from the 1730s to the 1740s. It resulted in authoritative preaching, because up to that time, all the churches were what we call high church and pre-church. And it was, to be honest with you, it was boring. But the old-fashioned circuit rider lit a fire in the United States of America in years. The Great Awakening made Christianity intensely personal to the average person, and it should be that, by creating a deep and emotional need for relationship with the living God Jesus Christ. Revival, in many respects, replicates the believer's experience when he or she is saved, and is initiated by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, creating an awareness that something's missing or wrong in our life that can only be righted by God. So anyhow, our theme in 1995 at the Wasissa Church was Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart. And so we're going to sing a couple of songs and enjoy. We had some other people that were scheduled to be here, some other churches. So we weren't on Bethel time anyhow. 7 o'clock means 10 after.